Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Blog Talk Radio Nation? You are tuned into the 411 Lounge. I am your host, LeVar. And my guest tonight, when I read an internet article about her, it was from a website, and it had five reasons to love my guest. And among which, they had mentioned that if you had a thing for Heidi Montag and were dying to see Heidi get her back blown out on camera, the closest you'll come to seeing something like that. Mia talked about her lovely breast, which she'll probably talk about. And then that it also mentioned how she's such a favorite on Twitter, and how at just the age of really 20, how she's just taken the world of internet or adult entertainment by storm. And how she's willing to do anything and everything on camera, which we all love. And I'd like to welcome my guest at this time, the lovely and the beautiful Haley Cummings. Haley, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Hey, it's good to see you, Haley.
Hi.
Great. And it's great to have you on the show. And, you know, before I begin anything, I know, you know, I was kind of talking about, you know, the quick following and the quick rise that you've had since you mm-hmm. started doing this almost, what, about a year and a half ago now. Time
yeah.
flies when you're having fun. And I noticed that you have such a following, but I guess, you know, offhand, congratulations are in order, because I hear that you now have a little production of your own going on.
Yes, I do. I just found out I was pregnant about a month ago, so I'm very excited about it.
Oh, wow.
And I do apologize. I am sick right now, so I have like a crazy voice.
No. Hey, we're all family around here. I'm kind of suffering too. I was like, mine's just pregnancy. I'm thinking, well, wait, Christian, we'll both be all right on this. But let's go back
yeah.
to the beginning. Tell us about, you know, life before the industry. I mean, what were you doing before your start, and how did you get started?
Well, before I got in the industry, I was working, like, the little jobs, like McDonald's. I was at Cece's Pizza, like, a bunch of little jobs. And then, like, I started doing modeling, like, clothing modeling, and then that led to nude. And then it led to, like, girl-girl stuff. And it just kind of led all the way down to porn. And I had posted all my modeling pictures on my MySpace, and my agent had went through and, I guess, added me randomly and asked me if I wanted to do porn. And I was totally down for it, so he flew me out to California like a week later, and here I am.
Wow. Now,
yeah.
Everyone, you know, I mean, that's the quickest start I think I've heard. You know, some people say, well, you know, I, you know, danced for a little bit, or I did this, and it sometimes took a little bit. But you know, I think there's a particular reason I think people take more towards you, is because you're so natural and genuine on camera. And
mm-hmm.
it's like you love what you do. Like, sometimes there's people, like, you can tell it's like they're just acting their way through it, but you really do love what you do, right?
Yeah, I get into my scenes. Like, even if I'm not that attracted to the guy, like, I'll make myself attracted to him some way. Like, I'll look on his body and find something that I like and just, like, put that in my head and just keep thinking of that the whole time we're doing the scene, and it'll just give me, like, a really natural, good scene instead of just faking and saying random stuff that I don't even want to say to this guy. Like, I just pretty much try to make every guy that I have sex with on set feel like he's the most important guy ever.
Wow. Well, I
yeah.
can tell you, everyone loves watching. We love it too. Now, one thing that you're known for is, you know, in a world in which, you know, a lot of people in, you know, the business, you know, enhance themselves, you're natural. You're all natural. When did you
yep,
develop
I'm all
your,
natural.
Now, at the time
okay.
when I read, correct me, I said, now, correct me if I'm wrong, at the time I read it was, what, 32F, and I'm pretty sure it's growing now, isn't it?
Yeah, they were 32F when I first came to industry. I started losing a little weight, and then now that I'm pregnant, they're getting bigger again. Like, I'm up one size already, and I'm only 2 months. So, I mean, I can just imagine how big they're going to be at, like, 5 or 6, so.
Wait for it. We'll just keep it on film as long as we can see it. did that start at, like, an early age for you, and how did you handle that?
I don't really know what age my boobs started growing. Like, I remember being, like, maybe a B cup to, like, C cup for the longest time. And then I started going bra shopping a lot more, and then all of a sudden I just was up at an F. And it all started probably about, like, middle school-ish, somewhere around there.
Wow. every guy out there loves it. Now, going back towards your first scene, I mean, you know, because you started so quickly in this business, what was your first scene like? And, you know, after that, what was your thoughts? I mean, you're like, yeah, this is something I know, you know, I want to, you know, just keep on doing. Or, you know, did your first scene kind of go well? Sometimes you hear about, you know, people saying their first scenes are kind of awkward, or, you know, it wasn't really the way they thought it was going to be. What was your first scene like?
Well, my first scene was a boy girl, and it was for Cream Pie Squad. And as soon as I showed up on set, like, everybody, the two guys I was working with were, like, super nice. They were very professional about everything. And my scene went great. Like, surprisingly, everyone, like, all my new fans now actually say that my very first scene was one of their favorites. And, I mean, I had a great time on my first set. And that's probably the reason why I stuck with porn so long, because it's just every scene that I've been on, except for a couple, have been just amazing.
Wow. Well, I would actually say I did some research before the interview. Actually, one of my favorites, I think, was the one, and actually I think it was with your first interracial scene you did with Lexington Steel, right?
Yeah, Virginia Hayes.
Yeah, so what was that like?
That was different. Definitely a bigger size cock than I'm used to. I have a very tiny vagina, and it took us probably about a half an hour just to fit his dick inside of me and get it in there all the way without me, like, making the pain face or anything like that. So it was different, but like I said, like, they were professional too, and they knew exactly what they were doing. And Lexington was awesome and didn't, like, hurt me or anything like that. He just glided it in there, got it in there, and we did our scene, and we did a great job. So
I guess for those who haven't seen Lexington Steel in person, I went to Exotica Chicago last year, and actually I was thinking about going this year. You walked in there. He's a tall fella, so.
Yeah.
I know at that point, quite popular with the ladies around there, so.
He's definitely a big guy.
Now, I'm going to ask a question. Now, Vegas, we're on the topic of that, and I know you get asked this question from every guy all the time. Does size matter?
Honestly, to me, like I said, I have a tiny vagina, so I like smaller dicks, just because it's more, like, pleasurable. Like, if I had to do a guy that's, like, bigger, then, you know, I go through, like, 5 minutes of pain trying to get it in before I even get to the pleasure. With smaller guys, for me, it's just straight into pleasure. So I don't really know. Like, size kind of matters, but it's really, if you can make me come, you're good. That's all that matters, as long as you can make me come. If you can't make me come, then I don't ever want to have sex with you again. So size really doesn't matter for me.
Well, I think I saw one scene where I didn't know whether to feel bad for you or not, but it was a website, I think it was blacksonblondes.com, and it was a scene that you did with Flash Brown, I think, where he also did anal sex, and I was like, I can't imagine what that would have been like.
Oh, my God, that was the worst.
I mean, those types of things, is it something that, you know, makes you say after this, no, I'm not going to do any more anal scenes if it's going to be like that?
No, honestly, like, I didn't want to do interracial for the longest time. The main reason is because I knew how big their dicks were, and I didn't think I could take it, and I didn't think I could handle it. But a lot of people said that I was racist and all this other stuff, which is not true. So once I was able to do that, like take the interracial dicks in my vagina, I tried the anal thing, which was the flash brown one, and I took that off my list. I was like, I'm never doing this again. This shit hurts. It was painful.
I can imagine. And that, I mean, I'm pretty sure, and that's kind of getting to another thing, too. You know, with the websites and social media, I mean, do you get a chance to read what's written or said about you, or do you not pay too much attention to that? Or
I don't really pay any attention to what anybody, like, writes about me. Like, the main thing, I'll get on Twitter and I'll read what people write on there, like my mentions and messages and stuff like that, but I don't really, I'm not the type to search my name and, you know, go on Google and type in Haley Cummings, whatever, and read everything that everybody has to say about me. That's just, that'll take forever, and I honestly don't want to know what a lot of people have to say about me, because I would figure, you know, I'd have my haters, and then I'd have, like, the guys that love me, and I don't want to hear what the haters have to say about me, because that would just, like, bring me down, and I don't want that to happen. I just want to stay up and do my best.
Well, this fellow does, and I would say screw the haters. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard any, just one more thing on that, but have you ever heard anything that just seems so far out of left field, you're like, whoa, and you just have to, like, set the record straight?
Yeah, mainly the racist thing. I don't know. I think one of my fans had wrote me on Twitter and tweeted me the link to it where there was, like, a 20-page, like, forum written on me being racist because I've never done interracial. And that, like, I broke down. I was like, this isn't even right. You know, this isn't the reason why I'm not doing interracial. It's just because I don't think I can handle it. So,
yeah.
Like, I went to write back, but, like, my agent has already told me, you know, if you respond to people like that, you're just going to make them even more mad and they're just going to attack you even more. So I read it, and then I just got off of it. I didn't even reply. I didn't let any of it get to me. And after I read that, that's when I first started, like, thinking about doing my first interracial scene.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah.
If you're ever looking for anybody that's not a Lexington Steel, no, I'm just kidding. that's like a rarity. I don't know. But yeah, like, most of the ones in that, yeah, it's sad that, you know, you have to get to that point to just to prove something, but who knows.
Exactly.
Now, what's your favorite parts about the industry, and what's your least favorite?
My favorite parts is probably just being able to, like, fuck every day and get off. Like, that's the main thing. If you can come every day, your life is awesome. The things I don't like about it, I don't really think I have anything I don't like about it, really. Probably I would have to say, like, the testing. I think that we should be tested for a lot more stuff than what we are tested for. And that's about the only thing I don't like about it. Everything else is great.
I know I've read quite a few things lately, especially about the testing process and, you know, exactly, you know, what's being tested, what's not being tested. So you're actually for a lot more testing just to be on the safe side, right?
Exactly. But the only thing is it's just it costs so much more money. Like right now, for the testing that we have to do is $110. If we were to get the full panel and we tested for every single thing that you can have, it's about $500, $600. And all the talent, especially the male talent who don't really make that much, don't really want to pay that just to do scenes, which I think they should because, you know, it would narrow down, like, the main, like, there wouldn't be as many porn stars. So it wouldn't be, like, as much competition and everybody would be clean, cleaner.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was like, you know, if it's really something that you want to do, I mean, you want to be safe, definitely go out and just pay it, be done with it.
Exactly.
Now, is there something that you've done or something that you haven't done on film before, would you want to?
The only thing I haven't done on film, I think, is a gangbang. And that I was supposed to be saving for my website, but the people that I have doing my website haven't contacted me to shoot any scenes. I haven't shot nothing for my website. I don't think it's going to be up anytime soon or if it ever will be up. So I think I'm actually probably just going to go ahead and shoot a gangbang for another company and just go on about that.
You'll have to email me the info.
Yeah.
Taking notes now. So if you think about it, I'm pretty sure you probably, would you do it now or would you wait until after the baby comes?
Definitely after I have my kid, because that's too rough. I'm, like, trying to do,
like,
I'm still doing hardcore scenes right now, but I'm not doing, like, as rough of scenes. Like, I'm not being crazy in my scenes right now. I'm kind of being more, like, sensual about everything, not just fucking like a porn star.
So are you thinking about maybe doing some type of, like, prego fetish type of films right now, or?
I was thinking about it. I don't know if you've ever heard of Kelly and Ryan Madison, but they wanted me to, like, they wanted to contract me for prego porn, and they wanted to shoot me, like, once every month, like, probably my 6 month, my 7 month, 8 month, and 9th month, just, like, just to show, like, my progress and everything in my pregnancy. But those would be probably the only people I would shoot, like, prego porn for, because they are very professional, and they know that, you know, they can't be rough with me. They have to be very gentle and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, you definitely want that. So how's this first trimester going? Any weird cravings going on right now? Or?
The weirdest craving that I've had so far is pickles and peanut butter. I don't know what it is about it. Like, I tried it, and I liked it at first, and now that I tried it, like, it's just, I don't like it anymore, so now I'm on, like, bananas on hamburgers. It's really weird, but it obviously tastes pretty good.
Really? Bananas on hamburgers? I have not tried that.
Maybe you probably won't, because you'll never be pregnant.
No, you know, now I've heard of, like, you know, the old Elvis thing where he had, you know, the fried banana and peanut butter sandwich, but I'm not sure how that might go over, so it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that actually sounds really good.
There you go. You can check that out here. You know, I think there was a cookbook out. One of Elvis's old chefs came out with a cookbook that had, you know, directions on how to fix that. You know, if I find it, I will send it to you. So
that would be awesome. Thank you.
So as for right now, is there any current projects or future plans going on that you want to let the listening audience know about? I think you have a couple of videos coming out here in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yes, I do. I have a couple of them coming out, but I shot them like over 2 months ago. So, I mean, they're not new, but they're new out. And probably, I don't really have anything that's coming out. I really just shoot day by day. Like, I shot for Brazzers yesterday, and that should be coming out probably within, like, the next month. And I have two interracial scenes coming up this week. So, yeah, that's those scenes.
So I did see the twit pic that you posted on Twitter. Very, very pretty, as always. So if you haven't seen it, or if you don't follow Haley on Twitter, to do that, you can go to twitter.com/HaleyCummings. And also, I believe, too, you're on MySpace, too, as well, right?
Yeah, I have a MySpace and a Facebook.
Yep, MySpace.com/HaleyCummingsX is where you can find that out, too. So a lot of stuff. So in between all of this and in between all of the shoots that you do, what does Haley Cummings do in her spare time? And does she have any hobbies?
Yes, I have lots of hobbies. I am a nerd. I love playing Xbox, COD. I have, like, every single Call of Duty game, and I play it, like, religiously. I love dancing, like, going to the beach. I'm not really big on clubbing or anything like that, but I like hanging out with my friends and having a good time. So, I mean, just stuff like that.
You know how hard that just made every other woman look bad right now? You know, the boyfriends or husbands are going to be going to them. Why can't you be like Haley? She plays Call of Duty. Yeah.
I know. I play with so many fans.
So what would you say your guilty pleasures are? Is it shopping or is it something else?
I don't think I really have one. I'm not a typical girl. Like, I was raised with my brothers, my dad, so I have more of, like, a tomboy personality. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't go shopping. I don't really enjoy getting my hair and nails done. Like, I would rather just be all natural. I don't know. I don't think I have one.
Wow. So do you know what you're having, or is it going to be a little bit before you find out?
I don't know yet. I've been told I won't find out till about, like, 20 to 30 weeks, and I'm only 2 months right now. Well, 2 months and, like, 1 week. So I still have a little bit to go.
I'm going to take the guess right now. I am going to say you are going to have a boy.
I really hope so. I really want a boy, but I think it's, well, on my side, my baby's father, on his side, everybody has, like, the generation that I'm going to have right now has a girl, and on my side, like, my dad's side, everybody has a boy, so it's really 50-50. I'm hoping it's a boy, though.
So it's not like me where in ours it's twins and it skips a generation, so now I'm sweating bullets, so yeah.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I am a twin, so yeah, it's one of those things where I think about it in the back of my mind. I'm like, I'm not sure how I would react, but so have you started thinking about names or, you know, I know it's like so soon, but it's like, have you talked with?
We've, like, if it's a boy, I want Jaden and he wants Bentley, and if it's a girl, I've always loved, like, Haley, which is, you know, my porn name, but I never, like, I don't want to name my kid after, like, porn. So I picked, like, Kaylee or, like, well, Kaylee Leanne, because that's my sister's middle name. So that's, like, the name that we have set for if it's a girl.
There's so many different variations of Haley. You can, you know, always go with something different and let it be like that. So it doesn't have to necessarily be,
yeah,
you know, the main spellings of Haley. Or you can go H-A-I-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
boy,
but it's Haley, like...
I know. It's still Haley, yeah.
Yeah.
Still not past the problem, LeVar. No, you know, yeah. So I know. I got it. So who are your favorite performers? Or is there anybody that, you know, coming into the industry that you kind of, you know, wanted to emulate and say, you know, that's who, you know, I hope my career is like? Or is there anybody in particular? Or just come in and just...
Before I even got in the industry, me and my husband used to always, like, have sex or, like, masturbate whatever to Jenna Hayes and all of her stuff. So when I first got in the industry, like, she was, like, the person that I looked up to. I wanted to be, like, exactly, like, her status. And when I got to meet her, I was really, really, really shy and really excited at the same time. And my favorite, like, my top performers that I've actually worked with, for guys, it'd probably be, like, Eric Everhard. I'm trying to think. Like, he was the most, like, professional guy, and we had a really, really hot scene. I can't really think of any other guys right now. I'm drawing a blank.
So do you have, you know, I've seen so many different things. Do you have any do's or don'ts once you start to perform a scene? I know some people get a little funny about, you know, being touched here or this or having this touch.
Yeah.
Are you that way too?
Yes. I have two big no's that I don't like. I don't like kissing because that to me is something, you know, more of like a relationship kind of thing. Like, that's not, you know, porn. Porn to me is just like fucking like a slut. Kissing is more intimate, like something that I would do with like my husband or my boyfriend or anything, something like that. And my other one is I don't like fingers in my ass. Like, I want a dick in my ass, but not a finger. Fingers feel weird.
Yeah, every girl seems to say that.
Yeah.
Don't you stick your finger in there. Yeah, it's, yeah. But yet some guys still do.
Yep.
So what's the one question that you, I think I already know what the answer to this is going to be. Whenever you encounter a fan, what is the one question that is always asked?
Can I touch
you
your boobs? That is the main thing. Can I touch your boobs?
To which you reply...
Well, it depends on where we are. Like, if we're in, like, really public areas, I'll be like, you know, that's not appropriate right now. Or if we're, like, in more of a secluded area, then I'll be like, sure, go ahead.
So meet Haley behind Dark Alley after... Writing all this down. Just being sure. I'm shocked that can I touch your boobs? Well, I can understand why they might ask that. And like I said, you have a beautiful pair of boobs. Like, it's, you know,
one
of the best things that I've seen. So, and well, I'm always surprised. You never ask my guys, like, how do I get into the business? Because if there's one thing I see on every porn star
site.
Oh,
my God.
Every guy thinks that they can work in this business, and they always ask, how do I get in there? I know I can do this. I
get asked that so many times on my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. I've never been asked that in person, but that, honestly, for everyone that's listening right now, don't ask me that, please. It is the most annoying question a guy can ever ask me. I can't get you in the industry. I'm a girl, and it is very hard for guys to get in, and it takes a long time and a lot of experience to be, like, a successful male performer in the industry. And I can't help you,
yeah.
So don't ask me.
Yeah, and I sit there and I, like, you know, I see some of these Facebook pages or, you know, Twitter pages, and there's guys, yeah, you know, I want to get in, and I know I can, you know, do better than so-and-so, and I'm like, yeah, okay. And I was like, I'm pretty sure they've got to get tired of that question. It's like, it's the most sought-after question. I was like, do the research, you know? So,
yeah,
I'm glad I had a chance to ask you that question. So I guess also on the other thing that guys probably ask about I'll ask it to all the guys out there. Are your boobs sensitive? Do you like
right now they are because I am pregnant and my boobs are very sensitive. Like they're actually more sore than they are sensitive, but before I got pregnant, they're not really like, my boob isn't really sensitive, but, like, right on my nipple is really sensitive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing that can really be done about that right about now, so.
Yeah.
good for us, too, you know, who are watching the movies, but, yeah, not so good for you. So,
yeah.
Going outside of the world of porn, if we were to listen to your iPod or iPad, what would we be listening to right now? What's your favorite type of music?
I like country. I'm a country girl.
Ah.
And,
who's your favorite artist?
I don't really have one. I kind of listen, like, I like more of the old country. I don't really like a lot of the new stuff. The new stuff's kind of going, like, either hip-hop or rockish style, and I like the more original country. But then, like, other than that, I listen to kind of, like, the mixed channels, you know, they play, like, the hip-hop stuff like that, like, all mixed together. So I don't really have like a favorite person. I kind of just listen to everybody.
Now here's one question I usually like to ask a lot of adult stars. If you could do a scene, not with somebody in the industry, but with a mainstream actor or actress, who would it be?
Oh my God, Johnny Depp. I would rape that man. Oh my God.
Lucky Johnny. Why is everybody like Johnny Depp? What is it about Johnny Depp?
I don't know. I think it's just that bad boy look. Like he has that scruffy, like I don't know. I like the pirates like look of that he has, like the drunk attitude. Like I don't know. That's just so sexy to me.
Johnny Depp, if you're listening, give Haley a call. Well, you know, after give her a call,
please.
After you know. Well, I can't thank you enough, Haley. I've had a lot of fun. Actually, how quick 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, I definitely want to thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, whenever you've got a project or when the little one's born or if you've got something that's going on, don't be a stranger. Definitely let us know what's going on, and we'll definitely get the word out there. And you can catch Haley, like I said, you can catch her on Twitter at twitter.com/HaleyCummings and myspace.com/HaleyCummingsX. And, you know, definitely whatever she's in, whether it be Big Natural 20 or Interracial Anal Love 8 or anything that she's coming out with, definitely check it out. Haley, thank you so much, and best of luck and congratulations on, you know, the little one coming. And like I said, don't be a stranger, and whenever you want to come back, we'll be glad to have you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, and that will do it for us on the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar, and so for my guest, Haley Cummings, and like I said, catch her wherever she's at. Oh, and also, I forgot to mention it, and I got like 30 seconds, but she was Miss Freewinds 2011, Best Newcomer. So you can go there, you can go to her Twitter page, go anywhere she's at. Definitely buy it, support her. She is the best. And like I said, Haley, thanks so much for coming on. And for Haley and for me, I'm LeVar. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.